Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
Before I let you go.
I just gotta know, can I have
sooner you give, the sooner you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And that angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything, but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution.
Thank you. Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story to God, believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler by himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get no blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'll give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go, it's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all, just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed him up, and every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two, and by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish, the slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got Bible now, but we can go for a show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supplied all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the real paid the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The real said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on, and I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Rev, look at here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, look at here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket, and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. He reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get over them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is going to show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the reverend said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched him out, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the reverend shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started screaming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead. Cause it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. through the confessions of his love and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, he never began to be trusted. He figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
Play a guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar for me, only me, therapeutically. Play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings, love on the strings, for me.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it, China.
Hebrews 12:1. That was his response. Eyes kept in the corner like a Gordon Parks photograph and posed in the midst of his disdain was Carmen Jones. Not a tragic mulatto, but an example in his eyes of innocence lost. Hebrews 12:1. I listened to his scripted commentary watching Carmen. No Dorothy Dandridge, but still an actress waiting to be plucked from that corner like a card from the deck. But life had got good at playing hearts. Quick to cast this queen of spades out of his grasp and put responsibility on someone else. She knew her role. Wait for action. Look into car windows for a Belafonte or a Pfeiffer because they would try to put steel bracelets on her wrist and take her away from the only way she knew how to make a living. The only stated relationship she had was with the police. Her arms were like a producer's hard drive. They were full of tracks. Where was the reason, the logic? Her arrest record was a double album. She's sampling bedrooms and looping empty orgasms, filling back seats like Pro Tools. Cats just wanted the beat but no substance. No wonder they were one-hit wonders. Her pimp was like Jimmy Iovine. She fell under his spell the minute she entered his scope, making money off over-accented masculinity, shady dealings where the aftermath of her work was only 50 cent. I wondered why she lived this way. Dressed in a gray dress and charcoal boots like she was draped in a storm cloud. Lost her sunshine years ago when daddy's little girl became the object of his devilish desires. Ever since she ran away, she's only known blue uniforms and no blue skies. Carmen made that pilgrimage to that corner every day like Mount Sinai. Head up to the heavens asking for redemption. Returning with 10 $100 bills like commandments and the neighborhood watched it happen. No faith in her salvation. No wish for something more. I prayed for a trumpet sound, a voice loud as thunder to instruct her escape. That the next car she got into would be driven by Donnie McClurkin so this saint who fell down could get updated on the possibilities for her tomorrows. This old man sees a falling angel. I see a testimony waiting to be told, a miracle waiting to happen. I know that her breakthrough would be biblical, so I watch her like revival, and I know how she survives. Her back that familiar with bed springs, knows how to bounce back strong, stiff. She stands tall, regal. These idol watches could save you, Carmen. But they would rather assault your character. They would rather use that scripture to ignore the light of promise in your eyes. They are afraid of your burning bush, because that is where men climb to cry to God for release. I think that they have just forgotten their own sins. They need to go back and consult that good book again, because upon this mountain, I believe that God gave this world Carmen to remind it of its fallacy. Baby girl, you are worth more than the price of admission. A blockbuster is not your claim to fame. An Oscar is not your knight in shining armor. You should be awarded an academy instead of a jail cell. wholesale or a halfway house. I wish that MGM stood for May God Move. I want to animate your prayers and show you how that dream works. I want to let you know that you are not what these critics think of you, that everything that you go through is so much more. It is about preparing you to be special. They only see snapshots of your life, but those pics are not the whole of you. They see a devil in the director's chair, but they don't understand the role that life has scripted for you. So Carmen, I want you to know that no matter what these critics think, these trials and tribulations won't last, and you should never be typecast. Carmen.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I was having a few technical difficulties. I hope you guys can hear me loud and clear now. We're going to keep it rocking. So what I'm going to do is open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit. Also, pay homage to everybody who's listening. Just telling you thank you for calling in, because you could have been anywhere else, but you're here with us, and we appreciate you. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who came to Illusions last weekend. We had a really good time, and Moody Black shut it down with laughter, just enlightenment, and just the wisdom that he spread. It was awesome. So, first caller I got on the line. What's up, Miss Nikki?
Hey, China.
How you doing? Thank you for being my backup plan. Hit me up through Facebook. Let me know what's up.
Oh, it's okay. I was like, okay, what's going on? I can't hear.
Man, I was talking the whole time, running my mouth. And I was I wasn't getting any response. I was like, okay. You know, I saw people on the line, but I didn't know for sure if you guys could hear me. So something in my spirit said, let me see if you can hear me. So I'm glad you let me know.
Well, I can hear you now, loud and clear.
That's what's up. So how is your day?
How's your week
going? You said what?
How's your week going?
It's actually going great. Can't complain.
That's good.
How about
yours? Pretty good. Can't complain. Well, I won't complain, you know.
I know, that's right.
It ain't going to change nothing, so why complain?
I know. But the whole time when this was happening, I was like, you know what, I'm claiming that I'm going to get me a podcast kit so I can be official. So, y'all pray my strength in the Lord. If y'all want to donate so I can get me one, I found one for $99, and I'm going to get me one somehow, some way.
Okay.
So well, I can not have this problem no more.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes.
I have a short one and a long one. I'm going to do the long one first.
Cool. And then bring the second one back, the long one back.
Oh, I'm going to do the long one first.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to do the long one first.
I got you.
It's called What Is Your Perception of Me? What is your perception of me? Is it so blind that you can't see the forest for the trees? Or do you feel as though my relationship is not what it's cracked up to be? Well, let's see. As far as me, I'm always down for new things. I'm 46, and I want to see what kind of happiness my future will bring. I've done it all, from going to clubs for a while to mothering a child, from bus driving to nursing. I'm one woman. I'm only me. So I ask this again. What is your perception of me? Is it filled with thoughts of how I used to be or how you wish I could be? Little sister, you see, I'm free to do whatever, whenever it makes me happy. So while you throwing stones at me, look in the mirror and tell me what you see. That little girl inside a woman that hasn't let go of the grief. Mom is in a far more better place than you and me. So as for you, so as far as I can see, you don't have the right to judge me. I'm like a branch on a tree. You can't shake me. Now that's my perception of me. That goes out to my sister.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to go ahead and do the second one?
Yeah.
You want to bring it back? Okay, cool.
Let me see.
You go ahead.
Oh, goodness. One second. I'm having technical difficulties. Love is not a cute little emoji. Love is real. I love you means that I accept you for the person that you are and that I do not wish to change you into someone else. It means that I will love you and stand by you even through the worst times. It means loving you when you're in a bad mood or too tired to do things that I want to do. It means loving you when you're down, not just when you're fun to be around. I love you means that I know your deepest secrets, and I do not judge you for them. I love you is not the same as I really like you. Like has to do with how I feel about you at the moment. Love has to do with how I feel about you, period. Only say I love you when you mean it. Grown woman tip. That's it.
I'm scared of that, lady. Get your life.
You know what? I ran across one of my friends, and she changed her name on me on Facebook. And why was it Get Your Life, Miss?
Are you serious?
I'm like, what? I was like, oh, my God. She done changed her name on me.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
It's a Get Your Life, Miss. Okay.
Yeah, I do. I was about to say, I don't even know what made me say Get Your Life, but I remember I was having issues with my stomach. I was hungry, and I was trying to get together, and I was wanting everything but the right thing. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So I had to remind myself to get your life.
Okay.
Well, look, I'm very proud of you, Nikki. You're doing the daggone thing. You know, I'm excited about what new things are going to be transpiring, and I'm claiming your book is on the way, too. Yeah.
I need to hold my mind and your mind and everybody else's mind to do that one, boy.
Okay, you got this. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying. Yeah.
Well, you can stay on the line.
Okay.
We got some more callers on the line. And I'm most definitely going to get back with you, lady.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That was Miss Nikki, all the way from Los Angeles on the line, an avid supporter, and I call my sister in Christ, most definitely. All right, so got another caller on the line. We got an 856 on the line. What's up, 856? This is China.
Yo. What's good?
What's up? Not much. We appreciate you calling in.
And you know it. It's all verses, man, verses. That's
all
what
right.
I do. I'm coming from Camden, New Jersey.
Okay. What's your name?
All day. Versus, man.
You said what?
Verse.
Okay. You ready to spit that?
Like a Bible verse. All day.
I like that.
All day. This is what I do. I was born for this.
That's
all
what's
day
up.
Long.
As long as you keep it clean, positive, we can rock.
Yeah, it's always gonna be positive. I'm gonna bleep the curses out, but you know what I mean. It's inside of me, you know what I mean. But I'm gonna keep it clean for you.
I appreciate that. We trying to stay on the air.
Okay. All
right.
Okay.
So do you think versus? That's a hot name. All
right. I said, thank you. I said, jewelry, floss cats. Diamonds you iced out, but never gave a dollar to the brothers with jail routes. A long time goes, but you can't succeed this. The money got them hooked. Heroin, they need this. Unemployment line long as hell for black males. Retirement benefits, and it's on third rails. Mentally dead, messed up off malt lick. You can't die quick, die slow or rawness. Life ain't love, barely see past 21. The government passing all the drugs and handguns. Teachers can't relate. Education is half that. So there goes private school, so no dad class. Therefore, history lesson is dead now. It's no revolution. Machino and Lex now. It's Mad Lex now. Rolex and text now. It's no books now. And the nest is set now. Now, how's that sound with your conservative now? I'm about change for this culture. Now, I transform life to death. It's cause effect. It's cutthroat company rep. They placing a bet. It's contract. 10-year vest. Exposed to set. It's cheap money, nickels and dimes, they're passing them out. It's not worth a penny and clout, get off the game. It's too many lurdy and dame, predictable name. Young black male, no fame, he running the streets. He need to wear football cleats and armored vests. The way cops blast his chest, invade his nest, and jail time's prison his necks and raw sex. Ah, man, listen. Ah, listen, I said, a lot of these times, I think about my grind. I think about my time, and I think about this rhyming. I'm off top with this freestyle rhyming. I got a lot of this conscience. I think about Trump and all that he doing. And the Democrats is thinking about how they're going to come across that. Like Republicans, Republicans is building up nothing that they ain't thinking about. But how we going to get across these black shootings? We got everybody dying for nothing. We got Kaepernick kneeling for nothing. NFL, like, we ain't giving nothing for fucking. Like, how we going to come across that? Like, how they going to come across rap? How they going to build these tracks? Like, how we going to build our youth? Like, how we going to come across and everybody want to shoot? We got people getting killed in Vegas. Like, how they going to come across these days? And it's days and times, and they dropping these rhymes. They got dimes. They passing out drugs and jewelry, all that bank funds. They making it, man. How are we going to come across and change the path that we live in? And now understand what is Thanksgiving and what is Christmas. You want presents for the kids? Nah. I want to understand this. I want to live. Nah. I want to come across this. I want my kids. Nah. I got a youngin', got 4 and a 3-year-old, and they living life, living it to the fullest, though. And I'm going to give them everything they need. We don't need Santa Claus for nothing. I'm coming across, and I'm never bluffing. I got a whole vines for the cause. And I don't understand this, and I'm dropping all raw now. Come across that. Verse got come. I got stacks, man. I got crap, man. I got rap, man. Come across. They don't understand what I do. I give praise to God, to the law. My 5% I got draw, I got raw, got pain. I don't really. All right, boy. Verse.
I appreciate you. That's what's up, Verse.
That's it, boy.
Yeah. Look,
I started going on top. I started going on top because I started.
But I can tell you were freestyling. You were going in.
Yeah, you know what it is. It is what it is, bro. You know.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling.
You know that I'm gonna stay tuned on your.
Okay, that's what's up. Look, and you feel like sitting again? I got another round coming after we play some tracks. And send me some of your tracks. Send me some playing tracks.
Yeah,
send me
some
freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, send me those tracks.
I got that.
Lyrical
I got
fight,
that.
But,
I got that.
Yes, that's what's up.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me give a little shout out. I mean, my people, man, Low Life.
Yeah, go ahead.
Low Life, we coming out with our, we got an album that's about to drop in 2018. It's Low Life. It's going to be 2018. And that's what we trying to come across with. We came out with an album back in, like, 2008. It ain't get the love that we getting, but we still got everybody in the group. We all still together. Everybody still living. We about to come out with another album, and you know what I mean? We're going to see what it do. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, man. You just got to, you just got a hit from Carlos, the poet. He just said that Verses got flow. So I just got to give you a big shout out. He's listening right now. Matter of fact,
no
he's
doubt,
on the line.
What's up, man?
Hey, yo, Verses. You did your thing just then, man. Yeah, I was listening.
It was
all like that.
Some of it was off the top. Some of it was off the top, but, you know.
Hey, well,
I appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to hearing you call in again, though. I like that. Hey, yo, switch to the next round. Hey, look, because I ain't got nothing tonight.
I ain't got nothing tonight, so I need you to help cover for me. Listen, I got the energy. I got the energy, boy.
Keep it flowing,
you know
boy.
Mean?
Keep it flowing.
I'm going to do
that's
that. I'm going to do that for you.
That's what's up.
I'm
going
to do that
what's
for
up.
You.
Enjoy the show.
Next post in the building and verse.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stay online for you.
Set that line warm, sure.
That's what's up, y'all.
You know what caught me off? You know what caught me off? Like staying. You told me to stay. Like I use a lot of. Sometimes I use that language. You know what I mean? And I was trying to keep it clean for you, so it was throwing me off. You know what I mean? It was throwing me off trying to stay clean for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that, being mindful of that, most
off,
definitely.
So, that threw me off a little bit, but you know what I mean?
But,
when I'm in the street, go ahead.
I got you.
You know,
I appreciate you doing your thing. All right, everybody,
Thank you.
Was Versus in the building. All right, with the next caller we got on the line, we'll give a big shout out to a 984 on the line. What's up, what's up? This is China. I don't know if they can hear me. All right, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and slide into the next round, the lyrical cipher. I hope you guys enjoy.
Baby, I see you working hard. Want to let you know I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you. My life would be purposeless without you. If I wanted, when I asked you, you inspire me to be better. Challenge me for the better. Back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes. Your shoestring, pick up your cup, please. You wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. You put your durag on. Want a foot rub? Want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Make sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tie to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. The hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you, need. Give it, it's my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye, that's when I'm standing in the mirror. And the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found, I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
What type of love do you have? Is it that kiss on the forehead type love? Long walks on the beach type love? That my body fits your body like a glove type love? Or do you have that baby what do you want for breakfast type love? That spontaneous go on picnics type love? Well, for me, I was his computer love. That baby, we can watch American Pickers all night type love. I was his 2,552 miles away type love. Yes, we go through our ups and downs and our ins and outs, but we still got that love. That never give up on each other type love. I got that baby, you sick? Well, let me take care of you type love. When you hurt, we hurt. Through it all, love is what keeps us strong type love. Love conquers all, y'all. I'm his computer love.
I love the fragrance of your voice. You're the color of loyal. My favorite sound is your smile. I'm intoxicated with joyful. Oh, I am moved by you. Oh, I am moved by you.
Missed. For my homies in the wrong corner, stuck with a dilemma, trying to figure it all out. I'm back at it again, to my pad and my pen, poking holes in the paper as I tack it again to the wall with the question, how did I actually win? It's been a battle swinging, but missing like attacking the wind. See, they know me round town as the one that put it down on the mic, snatching crowns, still distinguished with the sound. Everybody wanna meet you, swear they wanna feature, but they plotting on the low to see how they gonna defeat you. I peep game, then I sharpen my pen, coming up with the first line. I start with a sin, a lie, but the people eat it up, they want more of it. I'm tired of this freestyling, I'm getting bored from it, but I can't afford it cause I need the attention. Like if I don't go hard, they'll put me in detention. But did I mention all the tension that I get when I rhyme? They say, Will, quit front and spit something one more time. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. And that's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, you in the city, a sore thumb, and you know it. Painting pictures on these raps, yeah, you a poet, but you dumb it down, crayon rap. You telling short like God gave you the cup to drink, but you rather poet, sharing the wealth that was meant for yourself. When you trying to make sure everyone is right, you get left way out of the picture. You never doubt if they with you, forgot about all the issues. Without a doubt, they won't miss you. Listen, all of the fake love you get is intuition, cause they wouldn't rock with you if you was the competition. And you know this, everyone is a locust, keep you off your focus, never asking who wrote this. So quote this, see when you got a gift, you don't sound the same. So when you try to follow the crowd, it goes down the drain, you drown it, man. Searching for love, you'll always be on the run. Real quick, let me do one more track and I'll be done. This is my last line. My last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be better than my last line. That's my last line. Like rewriting a perfect letter, I would never be. Hey, dawg, I just wanna let you know. Continue to stay in your lane, man. Be that sore thumb. You just don't get your respect for it, homie. Don't follow the crowd. Just be you, man. Like God sculpted you too. I promise it's all gonna work out.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that round of Lyrical Cypher. I know I did. So, I'm about to open up the open mic lines again. We got a 984 on the line. What's up? What's up? This is Chyna.
Hey, Chyna. How you doing?
Doing good. What's up? I thought this was you. I was like, it got to be Lily. But I couldn't get, when I tried to get you on the line a few minutes ago, I don't think you heard me.
Yeah, I heard you, but I was in an elevator. And so,
oh, God, gotcha.
You've
been doing all right?
I guess you can say I've been doing all right. I'm still alive.
Amen.
I'm almost 55.
There you go. Babe, you better say that. Look. Mm-hmm. You better say that.
Yeah, I've been working on some projects and a job change. So yeah,
okay.
I've been working different hours and stuff and crazy hours, so I've been having to go to sleep at 9 o'clock.
Oh Lord.
And so they put me at another site with a bunch of chilling, as the old folks say, a bunch of chilling. And but yeah, I've been working on a big project. I think I talked about it last year, where I'm trying to do Celebration of Life, I'm Still Alive at 55 tour. It's going to be like on Facebook and internet, stuff like that. So since I can't seem to get people to come to me, so I figure if they can't come on the internet to celebrate life, then I don't know what else to tell them.
That's right. But all you can do is do what you can.
You know, because I was, matter of fact, I was at a event today, and I've been trying to get this young lady. I think I told you about it. You know, I used to work with kidney patients, and and so March the 8th, 4 days before my 55th birthday, I'm trying to educate people more on the effect of how anxiety in the Black community is what's causing a lot of heart issues and kidney damage, and And so the media plays a big part in the perception of us. And so people are wondering, they're trying to figure out, like, what's going on? Why do Black people have certain diseases more so than whites? Whites drinking, whites doing drugs, they doing the same thing we're doing. So what component that seems to be affecting us more than affecting them? Well, the component is oppression. The component is oppression. You know, we're being bullied, not even realize that we're being bullied on TV, in the media, newspapers, wherever. We don't even realize that subconsciously it's affecting our inner core spiritual, and that's what's going on with us. It's affecting our spiritual being, and that's what's calling the self-destruction in the Black community. And once you destroy the spiritual being of a person, you got them. And then, so that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's other, when they say other disease, other unknown reason why Black folks have it or people have it is because they're not going to tell you the other is racism, oppression, discrimination, and all these other things that's attacking the spiritual realm. And so right now on my page, My Kidneys is My Lifeline page, Understanding Healthcare in the United States and Building Black Artists. I'm going to be posting some stuff in the next few days to help promote kidney awareness. And like I say, during the month of January, February, and March, I'm going to be promoting and trying to help different people because they're getting ready to change the laws and the rules of the game. And if you ain't got no money, then you out of luck. And so, so what we can do is, and we can reach out to each church and see the church. They want to talk to you about you going to hell, but nobody wants to talk about how can we help you while you're alive on earth.
Right.
And so that's what we're suffering at. You know, the body, the mind, and the spirit, they all go together. They're all connected as one, you know, just like God, the Son, and the Father. The Son, the Spirit, and the Holy Ghost, they're all connected as one, the same as our body, the way it's connected. And so, like I say, I'm going to be putting some scriptures out there for people who are, quote-unquote, spiritual. And those who are religious, they can tag along, too, if they want to be educated on the spiritual realm via the Bible that we open up every Sunday. And so that's the projects I'm working on now. And like I say, I'm trying to reach out to different churches and non-churches and stuff like that. And hopefully, you know, we could raise some funds and get these programs implemented in our local centers, local churches and stuff like that. And so I'm reaching out to a lot of educators, a lot of people that really study for Black folks. And so we're going to see if they want to ride this, if they truly want to ride this train, or they just running a trap, as we used to say back in the day. You know, are you about what you say you're about, or you just run your mouth just to hear yourself talk? So that's what I've been working on. And I appreciate you taking the time to remember me. And I've been trying to call
always.
In, but I've been busy. And like I said, I got your information, and I'll send you some stuff on it. And
I just want to say that I love y'all, because I'm actually out of state and just kind of getting away, but I had to do the show, you know.
Okay, where you at, in Alabama?
No, I'm not in Alabama.
Okay.
But that's a mess. Why I got to be in Alabama?
I don't know. I thought maybe you had rode the train to the national championship with Alabama Crimson Tide.
You said the national championship? But my son would love that, because he loves Alabama. He wants to play for Alabama.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now, sometimes you got to go incognito.
That's right. And look, since you're a country girl, I figure you just says, okay, let's go, y'all. Let's go to Alabama.
That's
but anyway, I'm going to get on back to work. And like I said,
right.
I'll send you a bunch of information so you can read over it. And the more outlets that we have, especially in our young and inspiring black media, such as yourself, you
right.
know, I consider you a true black media, coming out, saying positive things about the community, and giving people an opportunity to express themselves, you know. And so, but anyway, we're going to be ready to get off, and so I got to go do one more round, and then I'm going to call it a night.
All right.
And hopefully
okay.
I have
well,
tomorrow
you.
On, and I welcome. All right, and y'all have a blessed night. Okay.
All right, everybody, that was Willie. I call him Wisdom because he's always spreading wisdom. We appreciate you, all that you do. And I just had to check in with you. And let me check in with Miss Nikki. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hey, I'm here.
Hi. Yo, that computer love was fire and desire. Quit playing.
Look at you. just a little something. Yeah.
Huh?
I said it was just a little something. You know.
There ain't no wrong with that. Like, you called it out to a T. I was like, okay, you know. That I like the way you do the spin with, you know, Computer Love is like a all-time hit. And if you take an all-time hit and turn it into some poetry, quick, bang.
Right. And look, since day one, that's what he is called. Call me his Computer Love. So, I mean, hey.
What? Let me see if I can get my line. What's up, what's up?
I'm still here.
That's gonna happen.
Uh-oh. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Make it happen.
Like the vision, make it plain.
All right, now. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much
hey,
for
y'all.
Calling in. We
hey,
got,
I'm gonna stay here as much.
What is that?
I said I'm here as much as I can, but I'm on my way home on this train, and my signal will
okay.
drop at any moment, and I'm going to Three Mountains
I
down.
I Three Mountains, yeah.
Gotcha. All right, well,
but,
we will. How about you let us stay on the line?
All
right, guys.
China.
I hear you, Nikki.
Oh, okay. I have a short one. It's very brief. I just been, like, writing
okay.
everything that comes to mind, you know,
uh-huh.
and... This one is called Shh, Listen. The cry of human soul is never unheard. It is never that God doesn't hear the cry, but that man fails to hear the response and take notice of what he has shown you. Shh, listen. God is trying to tell you something. That's it.
I love it.
I told you it was short.
Oh yeah, no, no, that's cool because I just want to. This is like I don't know what it is that y'all do for me, but y'all be giving me some things that like be in the back of my mind or I think about what that happened. And here's my nugget for everybody. And you happen to be on the phone while I'm doing this nugget. But my nugget is when your inhibitions are low and down, because Lily just said something similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to expound a little bit more. And you kind of said it a few minutes ago with what you were just talking about. But I realize when your inhibitions are low, when you're depressed, when you're worried, when you're fearful, when you're stressed, it is so easy for what we call the devil to come in. The devil, and remember, the devil to come in is the devil inside of you. It's the devil in you. You know what I'm saying? Like the devil inside. Because it's your conscience. Your conscience is the good and the bad. So it makes
exactly.
It makes these decisions. And when your conscience is saying, hey, you know, when you're so low, it's just like when they say when you're drinking. They call drinking alcohol spirit. Because your
mm-hmm.
spirit, your spirit changes. Your spirit changes with alcohol. Whether you happy, you sad, you mad, you angry, what have you. And your inhibitions are low. Whether it was something on your mind, you were already upset, and then all you did was add to that spirit that was already on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I just say that to be mindful, you know what I'm saying, not to let your inhibition get like that. And if you do, because we all go through something, pray about that thing. Give it to somebody. Give it to your higher power. Give it to somebody higher than you. Give it to somebody you trust to help you with this thing as opposed to trying to do it on your own. You are not alone. So that's all
exactly.
I'm saying is when your inhibition is low, you get down and you go through something. I mean, inhibition is when you go through something. Whatever you're going
right.
through, just find an outlet. If it's prayer,
okay.
if it's meditation, if it's crying, if it's poetry, if it's rapping, if it's whatever it is, if it's screaming, if it's crying, use the outlet. Feel that thing through. Because if
right.
you don't, all you're going to do is numb it to have to feel it again. And I would hate
exactly.
for you to have to feel that same feeling that you could have felt 5 years ago. You got to feel it 50 years later with dementia
right. Right.
and Alzheimer's. Because that's what happens. Everything that you store away not to deal with, you drink away, you smoke away, you fight away, whatever it is that you do, you know, or be depressed and not deal with it, those things that you numb and you don't deal with, you have to deal with later. It's like Pandora's box. It will spill over. And that's how a lot of people lose their mind. That's how a lot of people get dementia. That's how a lot of people get Alzheimer's. And the crazy part about it is most people that get dementia and Alzheimer's are African American.
Right.
Because they don't deal.
And all they do
like,
is go back to their youth when they didn't have to, you know, go back to their youth where they didn't have to, you know, worry about anything. Not
yeah.
too much as, like, when they're older, you know?
Exactly.
My great
grandmother
had.
Don't put a mask on it. Don't cover it up. Deal with it. Exactly.
Right. And
yeah.
we are our own worst enemy.
Yeah, we are. It's that mirror. And I need to finish this, but I really believe in what Ill Will said. He's like, sis, it might not be meant for you to finish this piece yet. The pieces in your head that you've been writing bits and pieces of, he was like, you got to do the research. And the research is my life, you know, like living. And I'm learning
right.
from this. And I'm talking about that same mirror I've been talking about for a minute with you guys. I think probably for about the last 6-7 months I've been talking about that mirror.
Exactly.
But the mirror is you. It ain't nobody else, because can't nobody else make you do nothing.
That's what I'm saying in my poem.
You can't nobody
right.
do nothing, huh?
And I said that's what I said in my poem about my sister. You know, while she's throwing stones at me, look in the mirror. You know, she's dealing with a whole lot, you know, herself. So don't judge me.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you to judge
me? But what I'm saying is, if she judging, you don't have to receive it. That's what I was saying. Like, can't
oh,
nobody
no,
make
no,
you
no.
get upset about that? Yeah. So whatever it is that they doing, pray for them. And keep it pushing.
I do.
Yeah. But I'm proud of you, and I see your growth. I see what you're doing, and I just had to share that, and hopefully that helped somebody. Hopefully it made sense. But I just see, even when I got sick, my inhibitions were low. I said it last week. Different things can happen. Fear sets in. All these different things set in. Worry. Stress.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know,
it kills.
Yep. Oh, my God. Who you
mm-hmm.
tell? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But please stay on the line, lady. I'm going to do one more round, and we'll go ahead and knock it on out of here, y'all.
All righty.
All right, everybody. That was Oh, Nikki. And now we have Versus. What's up, Versus?
Yo, what up, Wolf?
I can't hear you.
What's good with you? What's good with you, Wolf?
All right. What's good? You got something for us?
Good. Yeah, I got a little joint. It's called Understand the Verse.
All right.
It's called Understand the Verse. It's like this. I hope everybody listening, because it's a little deep, you know what I mean? But you got to pay attention. I was like this. I said, you hustling, I ain't knocking you. Cops look shot at you. You realize your life was through. You wonder what a murder do. PlayStation virtual, but bullets really hurt you. It's logically fatality, a pitch black gallery. In or through, alleyway, money took, body lay. Pickpocket IDs, a blind man, privacy. Secrecy, the clergy, place the derby. Shirts versus skins like, blood versus trips like, Lander versus the van like, black versus white like. Knowledge over wisdom like, understand versus type. You hustling, on these streets though. Everybody got those. I got the rocks though. I'll come and cop those. You got a little bit, add that. Got the chips, got the change. I'll come back. I don't want the range. Nah, you better add that for a little bit. Everybody come and spit. You better get on this. I don't really understand how they be talking though. They understand that verse got the common flow. I got enough of y'all. You want to add that? Verse got enough. I come through and I'm a bag rat. It's like I leave versus Frazier. I'll be coming back and I'll really come in danger. I got enough for the glamour. I got enough for the glitz. And I got enough for I'm going to come do. I'm going to spit on this rip. I understand how y'all do. And y'all don't understand verse got enough. All for your crew. Got enough for the dose. Enough for those. They understand that verse got enough for the flows. It's all gravy. They don't know who it is. They don't understand. I'm a spit for the kids. I'm a spit for my person. Spit for my living. Spit God. I'm a spit through Thanksgiving. I'm a spit for the raw. I'm a spit for the God. I understand. I'm a spit and it's raw. Y'all don't know who it is, but verse got enough for the person he rehearsing. Nah, this ain't no freestyle though. And verse got enough. I'll come through for your flow. So understand, I got the gift and the curse. Yo, ask Jay-Z, he want the 444. I got enough, I'm coming through, I'm breaking down y'all doors. Y'all understand, I got enough for the raws. I got enough for the, understand this. I be like, damn, I got enough for the handlers. Y'all don't understand, it's burglars and thieves and it's robbers and they trying to get all this. And we got enough for them. And they don't understand, I got enough for the kin. Yeah, ask your son, ask your daughter. They gonna understand that verse come. I'm a farmer. I got barbers cutting. They be coming back, man, and they hustling. They wondering why. They wearing jewelry and watches. They be like, how are you coming back, man? They all stop us. They all watch us, looking at me sideways. But they don't really understand these rainy days. They hold a lot for us, but we grinding. I know MLK was the other day on the 15th, but it's the 16th now. And we grinding, and we sitting back timing. It's perfect timing. I think about Malcolm X. He said, any means necessary. We're going to take what we want, and that's what we need to do. You better ask Nat King Cole. You better come through. We got the gold. We got the glitz and the glory. It's not Robert Obi. But every time I hit point line, it like, I'm refined. I got mine. I got dimes. I come back, man. I got mine. I'm not a mine. I got a mind of my own. And everything I get, I condone. It's in my home. It's in my blood pressure. I sit back. I take the measures. I got enough for this. I got chips. You want to go to the casino and bet? Sit back. You take the bet. You better understand money ain't ruling this world. You better understand. I got a little baby girl, and I love her, though. And that's my heart. I'm going to think back, like, how are we going to get to the start? Everybody want to finish the tortoise in their hair, and they don't understand. I got the gift, and they don't understand. I don't need no riff. I don't need no drama. I don't need no beef. You know, I'll be sitting back, man. I don't really want to cheap off the in those smoke. Like, how you want to get to the next level? You digging deep with the devil, and underneath these pores, you understand that I got these walls. I got while I'm talking my brain. I sit back, I'm insane. In my brain, we think about all types of ways to think about how can I get to the next level. I'm in my mind, man. I sit back, I'm refined, man. I'm telling y'all, it's perfect time, man. China, you doing it right. Sit back, I'm doing it the knife. I'm sitting on the back of the porch. I'm like, man, I get what I got. You don't understand what I... Man, listen.
Yo, listen. I've been vibing to you. Like, yo, you've been going hard.
Listen.
But I heard my name. I'm like, what? Y'all be making me feel special. I appreciate it.
I just throw it in there.
You got it, man.
CMD, we don't get the respect we deserve. We right next to Philly, but Philly, they get that love because it's a bigger market. But, yo, Camden, man, we got a lot of starving artists that's out here, and we really trying to put an imprint on hip hop.
I got a lot of family in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, you know any Robert?
So then,
in New Jersey. Yeah.
I know a lot of Johnsons mm-hmm. and a lot of Joneses.
Well, you know Jamila Johnson?
Yes.
That's my homie, man. We went to college. We graduated from college together in Florida.
What college? Okay.
Yeah, Jamila Johnson. Real shit.
We can't cuss. That's social media get me in trouble. But,
yeah, you
know
was killing
me,
man. I was like, no.
I said, I got you. I'll be able to look you up. I'll get in contact with you.
Okay, I'll link up with you. That's what's up.
I said, I got the info right off the radio station. I'll plug in.
That's what's up. All right, man. You stay on the line. I'm actually about to do one more round, and we're going to roll out.
All right,
everybody. That was Versus, spitting those verses. All right, so let's get it out to you guys enjoying the show. The next Illusions Open Mic Night, that will be February 24th. That's on a Saturday. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Show starts 8:30 to 11. Refreshments will be served. And we're going to have a good time. We'll be rocking out with the band. We had so much fun last weekend. You guys missed it. Shoot it. If you want to take a trip to Kinston, make sure you come down and make it happen. If you would like to have Illusions in your hometown, where you at, we will come to you. Let's just make it happen. Let's talk about it, and we'll make it happen. Put it in your hometown, your state, what have you. Let's do it. I'm open, and we're ready to make it happen. So link up with us on Facebook, Claudette Roberts. That's my government name. China, I'm also up there. You'll find me up there, Illusions. We have Illusions Open Mic page, and we also have a Lyrical Cypher page. And for anybody who wants to send in your tracks, who's listening via web right now, please send them to lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. It's everything together, meshed together, lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Send those tracks to me. Please send me the clean version. And just make sure when we're on the line, we got to make sure we keep it clean, because I don't want my show to end. We actually getting some good reviews, and I want to keep going. We actually going on 5 years, and I want to keep it rolling. I'm on another 5 years, and another. So we appreciate you staying on the line and doing what you're doing, and let's just get it.
to the creek and say, what is this thing? this thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the black salamander?
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith. Motivated to keep on reaching, the Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Homeless, mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
All right. I hope you guys enjoyed that round of lyrical cipher. I'm going to get Miss Nikki to close us out if she doesn't mind. What's up? What's up, Nikki?
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Just loving the show. It's very uplifting tonight.
You guys are the same, man.
It's every week. It's every week, you know. I love it.
That's what's up. Man, I love y'all.
And we love you too.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I want you to close the show out with later.
You want me to close the show out? Okay. Let's pray.
Oh, yeah.
Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. I thank you for the gift, privilege, and blessings of January 16th, 2018. I thank you for forgiveness, grace, and mercy. I thank you for the destruction of last year and the foundation and construction of the new. I thank you for experiencing the world of rejection, which allowed me to appreciate protection. Lord, I thank you for your pure, consistent, unfiltered truth and the unwavering joy as a result of that truth. I thank you for gains, losses, victories, failures, additions, subtractions, confusions, clarity, my weaknesses, and my strengths. I thank you for trusting me with the hearts of my family and friends. Lord, I thank you for beginnings and endings. I thank you for being God all day, every day. Lord, I want to say that I love you. Please keep me and my children and my family shielded. Thank you for allowing me to pray for you guys tonight. I enjoyed the show, and y'all have a blessed week.
All right, lady. Thank you so much. All right. All right. Everybody who... Thank you. Everybody who's listening. Thank you, lady. I appreciate that. All right, everybody. I just want to bid you all a good night. I'll see you guys next Tuesday on the Lyrical Cipher. We do this every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. All right, you guys be blessed. Have a good night.